जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गौर भक्त हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो एनीबडी हैज एनी सजेशन क्वेश्चन डिस्कशन वेरी इम्पोर्टेंट क्वेश्चन एंड डिस्कशन व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ Hare Krishna chanting. So there are three transcendental seed in this Mahamantra. In another words, there are three names in this Mahamantra, and that is Hare, Krishna and Rama. It's not Rama or Rama, Ram. Rama means Lakshmi, goddess of fortune, and Rama is another word, but it is Ram, Rama. So, Hare means we are addressing to the pleasure potency of the Lord, who is Mother Hara. So, Hara, and when you address Hara, it becomes Hare, just like Amba. But when you address Amba, it becomes Ambe, Sita. When you address Sita, it becomes Sita, Radha. When you address Radha, it becomes Radhe, Jai Radhe. So Hara is pleasure potency of the Lord Krishna, and that is Radharani. So we are addressing Radharani, that my dear Radharani, please engage me in transcendental loving devotional service to Krishna. Simple. So, Hara, Mother Hara. So, we are addressing the pleasure potency Radharani, that my dear Radharani, you are the most merciful. You are very easily approachable and very easy to bestow. Very easy that she will bestow her mercy upon us. That's why we are addressing Radharani, Hare, that my dear Radharani, please engage me in Krishna's transcendental loving devotional service. Every word is important. Please try to understand. Prabhupada has translated it properly. That we are addressing Radharani, please engage me in loving transcendental devotional service to Krishna. So we are begging. Krishna, He can and He will grant you anything and everything, but He is very, very reluctant to grant us His transcendental loving devotional service called bhakti. Very reluctant. And there is reason to it. Because by devotion to Him, He becomes purchased. Just like menial animal. When you purchase, then you can do whatever you like with it. Dog, you purchase, bring home, and then you can play with him. You can make him run, make him many things. You can tame it. You can tame. So with devotional service, Krishna becomes tamed. He becomes a play toy under the thumb of who is performing his transcendental loving devotional service. That's why he is very reluctant to grant transcendental loving devotional service. It is sudurlabha, sudabhakti. One of the characteristics is that it is sudurlabha, not only durlabha, very rare to attain, but it is sudurlabh, means almost impossible. So that's why Krishna is very reluctant. So what to do? Then sifaras. Sifaras in English or Hindi. In India this word is very famous. Sifaras lagao. Bhaiya. So English, you, not even recommendation. Bribe. That's a word. Bribe. We bribe Radharani by by addressing, praying to her, we bribe that, please, Radharani, hear my prayers. I am your servant of the servant of the servant. And with that humble mood, I am praying to you that please grant me transcendental loving devotional service to Krishna. Very nice phrase, isn't it? What can be nicer prayer than this? Very beautiful prayer. And Krishna is the name of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nobody is equal to him and nobody is above him. Asama urdhva natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. He has nothing to do, no karya, only enjoying his transcendental pastimes, amrita keli, and natasya karyam, no other work, only loving pastimes, amorous pastimes. Natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. And nobody is his cause, Krishna's cause. Krishna is the cause. Buck stops at Krishna. Krishna is source of everything, source of everybody, and nobody is source of Krishna. Krishna is ever existing, past, present and future. So natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate na sama urdhva drasyate. Nobody is equal to him, nobody above him. That is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. And Rama is also, you can take any meaning you like, one of these meaning. Raghupati Raghav Raja Ram, that Raghupati Ram, or else Parsuram, or else Balaram Ram, or else Krishna, who is always Atmaram, he is Atmaram. He is self-sufficient in himself. He can enjoy in himself. Ramar, Ram, Ramar, Ram, who is always in enjoying mood. That is Krishna, Ramar, enjoying mood. So these are the three names of Hare Krishna mantra. And we chant this mantra because it is recommended in scriptures, Atharvaveda, Kaliya Santrana Upanishad, where there is conversation between Lord Brahma and Narada Muni disciple and Guru Brahma. So, Kim Kali Tarishyati, how we can cross over these ill effects of Kali Yuga in the age of Kali? How we can cross over the wrath of Kali Yuga? So, Saha Uvacha Hiranya Garbha. Hiranyagarbha Lord Brahma said thus. What did he say? Iti soda sakas nam nam kali kalmasa nasanam nataha paratra upaya sarva vedeshu drashyate. Brahma said, by looking into all the Vedas, all I could find to cross over the ill effects of Kali Yuga is that these 16 names of the Lord must be chanted. Iti soda sakas nam nam kali kalmasa nasanam nataha paratarupaya sarva vedeshu drashyate. Everybody should come with a notebook. You should make one special notebook and write down everything. Very important. This is not just a temple. This is temple plus much more. This is the ISKCON is the educational institute. It is the institution for spiritual education where you have to become student. Homeworks are given and notes and textbooks. There are three textbooks in ISKCON to start with, then many. To start with Gita, if you want to start originally, it is Nectar of Instruction first, book to be mastered. A little book, Nectar of Instruction. You must take home, Rupa Goswami write that. And then, second book to be mastered is Nectar of Devotion. That is also written by our founding Acharya, Rupa Goswami. And then Bhagavad Gita. translated and commented by Srila Prabhupada. Then, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam. This Bhagavat Puran, you must buy today. And you should master this book. Every day, Nityam, Bhagavata Sevaya, Bhagavati Uttam Sloke, Bhaktira Bhavati Naistiki. Naistiki Bhakti, you will attain at the lotus feet of Krishna. You must have this Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is none other than Krishna. Whatever Krishna can do, Bhagavatam can do for you. It's same. Krishna and Bhagavatam is same. Identical. No difference. Same personality. So, Bhagavatam is topmost Vedic literature. More higher than Vedas, Puranas, Itihasas, Vedanta Sutra. It is a natural commentary of Vedanta Sutra. That's why it is important. It is a natural explanation of Vedanta, Vedanta Sutra and Vedas. Natural samjota, natural commentary, natural explanation of Ved, Vedanta and Vedanta Sutra. That's why it is a matured fruit of Vedic literature. Nigama kalpa taro galitam phalam sukhamukhyad amritadava sanyutam pivata bhagavatam rasam alayam. Ahor, rasika, bhuvi bhavuka. If you become rasika, if you want to become rasika bhakta of Krishna, rasika bhakta means enjoying transcendental mellows, especially ujjwal, unnat ujjwal ras, unnat ujjwal madhurya ras, madhur ras. Then you have to have this Bhagavatam today. Pibata Bhagavatam, rasam alayam. It is the ocean of nectar, ras. It is reservoir of pleasure, ras. Rasam alayam. You have to have this Bhagavatam in your home. And it will bring you all auspiciousness. Believe me. It will bring you all auspiciousness. It will bring you great luck. Just to have a darshan. If you can't read, fine. Just put it on your shelf or somewhere obvious place in the center of your house. And guaranteed, it will bring you all auspiciousness. All that you desire, Bhagavat will fulfill. It is Krishna, none other than Krishna. It stated, Puranam idam tatha, Vaishnavanam yatha sambhu, Nimnagatam yatha ganga, Devanam achyuto yatha. Just like in Devas, Achyut, Sri Krishna, is topmost. And in rivers, Ganga is topmost. And Vaishnavas, out of all Vaishnavas, Lord Shiva is topmost. And out of all Puranas and Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam is topmost. Puranam idam tatha Bhagavat, sloka from Bhagavat. Idam means this book, Bhagavat, is topmost. So let's go back to Hare Krishna mantra. So, iti sod sakas namnam kali kalmasa nasanam nataha paratara upaya sarva vedesu drashyate. Look, out of looking to all the Vedas, all that Brahma could find for Kali Yuga, only one process and one mantra. And that is Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
So Narad Muni puna parapachya. Narad Muni again inquired, Kim namiti? What are those names? Soul name, Sola name, 16 name. Then he said this Hare Krishna mantra, so 16 names. Kim namiti? Then Narad Muni inquired further, Kasya vidiriti? What are the rules and regulations for chanting this holy name? So Brahma savvacha hiranyagarbha. Brahma said, nasya vidiriti suchirva asuchirva sarva avasthasu sarvada. There is no hard, fast rules and regulation of any kind for chanting these 16 names of the Lord. Under any circumstances you can chant. You are pavitra, you are pure or impure. Suchirva, asuchirva. Sarvavasthasu, any avastha, under any condition, walking, while walking, while sleeping, by eating, in between morsels, by bathing, under any circumstances, you can chant. Suchirva, asuchirva, sarvavasthasu, sarvada. Then Narad Muni said, what will be the benefit? Brahma said that you can attain dharma, artha, kama, moksha. And Lord Chaitanya said, you can attain the pancham purusa, topmost goal of human form of life. And that is prema pumartho mahan. That you can reawaken your pure love for Krishna. Prem, Krishna prem. You are longing for Krishna prem. Somehow or other Krishna can love me. And I can love Krishna. That's the topmost goal of human form of life. Dharma, artha, kama and moksha are the common goal. Any living entity is after this. But the human being's special goal, just remember, what is the topmost goal of your life? What is it? That we have to attain pure love of Krishna in this very life. That means you cannot live without Krishna and Krishna cannot live without you. Krishna cannot live without you. So that kind of situation you have to create in this life. So this is the topmost goal and that can be only attained by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. 16 mala a day. 16. And it's very easy. In this country, you don't have to do nothing much. Only 8 hours a day. You don't have sas on you, mother-in-law. You don't have father-in-law or father on top of you. Or, yes, boss father is there. Boss pati is there. Two husbands. Every wife here has two husbands. Sorry to say, one at home and one at work. So, but it is gorgeous situation, believe me. In India, you could not have become Krishna this much Krishna conscious. This country puts you in one corner and there in loneliness you become frightened and then you call upon Krishna and Krishna provides everything, big, huge family. Like this, lovable family. This is the potency of chanting Hare Krishna mantra. So, karma yoga and application. So, word yoga means to link up with Krishna. Word yoga means to link up with only one who?
Krishna.
Yoga doesn't mean gymnastic. Some Baba on TV is teaching you to bend backward and get rid of your cancer is not a yoga. That's not a yoga. That is bhoga. Yoga means, real yoga means to link up. Prabhupada says, I was hearing this morning, I think. Yoga means to link up with Krishna. Yog. Aaj mera aur aapka yog hua hai. We say that in Hindi. So, yoga means to link up. So, link up with Krishna. So, when we do karma for Krishna, then that karma is called karma yoga. But if we do that 8 hours work for our sense gratification, then that work is called uselessly working like an ass. Bhagavatam. It is Bhagavatam. I'll tell you, I'll pull out that sloka. Dharma svanusthita punsa visvakshena katha suyat na utpadaye yadi ratim srama evahi kevalam. Srama evahi kevalam means you work hard and result is zero. So an ass works hard and result of his working hard is zero. How? That the washerman, the dhobi, he puts all kind of laundry on the back of the back of an ass, and in front of the neck he have a dingling carrot in front of his mouth, 1 foot away, like this. So an ass sees that carrot and he thinks that if I take one step, then I'll have that carrot, I'll have that sense gratification, I'll have that taste. So he takes one step, that carrot also takes one more step. So it is away one more step. So like that whole day, the ass keeps running for washerman. And at the end of the day, washerman takes that carrot and puts it in his pocket. And next day puts the same carrot in front of the ass. And the ass keeps going again. So that is what it is. Bifale sevinu kripana durijana chapala sukha lava lagire. We are uselessly serving those makkichus. Makkichus means when flies land into the oil and he's selling the oil. So that makki is having oil in it, and they will squeeze out that makki oil into the oil so that he doesn't lose oil. Makkichus. That kind of people we are serving. Makkichus, exploitation to the max. Maximum exploitation. Bifale sevinu kripana durijana. Govindas. So Govindas is singing this song. Bifale sevinu kripana durijana chapala sukha lava lagire. Flickering happiness for that. We are serving this makkichus owner for 8 hours, plus 4 hours, plus 4 hours, 16, 18 hours a day, and 3 jobs. So this is not necessary. This is not karma yoga. This is for my sense gratification. This is for my indriya trupti. This is for my satisfying my own senses and false ego. So that is not karma yoga. Karma yoga means yat karosi tat kurushva madharpanam. Whatever you do, oh, that sloka I deviated from. Dharma svanusthita punsa visvakshena kathasuyat. Dharma means whatever duty you do, 8 hours work you do, that is dharma svanusthita punsa. Visvakshena kathayu. You have to, whatever you produce from that 8 hours work must be helpful to reawaken our attraction for Vishwakshena Katha, attraction for Krishna and his transcendental pastimes. That earning we do must be used, or else must create in us that kind of feelings by which we can become lover of Krishna. And that kind of 8 hours work is called Karma Yoga. In other words, whatever 8 hours work you earn, you can pay mortgage where Krishna's temple is there in your house. So it is a temple, and devotees, your son, daughter, wife, children, husband, you spend for them, and it is for devotees. And like that, you use that to become Krishna conscious. You offer grocery, buy grocery, offer it to Krishna, prasadam. So that will help you to become more lover of Krishna. Dharma svanusthita punsa visvakshena kathasuyat na utpadaya yadi ratim. Ratim, attraction for hearing transcendental topics about Krishna and his devotees. That's what our works of production or money, hard-earned money, should be used for or meant for. To reawaken our pure love for Krishna. Na utpadaya yadi ratim, srama eva hi kevalam. Only waste of labor, only waste of labor. It's nothing but sense gratification. So that is like a donkey. That's not karma yoga. It is for my sense gratification, indriya trupti. So what is a karma yoga? Now you know. That karma that is in connection with Krishna, that is karma yoga. Yat karosi, yad asnasi, yad juhosi, dadasi yat, yat tapasyasi kaunteya, tat karushva madharpanam. The greatest sloka in karma yoga chapter in Bhagavad Gita is that anything that you earn, you offer that to me. If you earn and want to eat, then yagna sista sinna santo munchyate sarvakilbisaihi bhujanti te agham papa e pachanta atmakaranat. That whatever earning one quarter goes into eating, then that eating must be cooked and offered to me. Then that is a karma yoga. That is karma yoga. So karma yoga means whatever action we do has to have a connection with Krishna. That is called karma yoga. Let's go a little further. How one should behave in front of the deity in the temple. So in the temple, deity is Lord and Master. In the temple, deity is none other than Lord Sri Krishna himself. Deity and Krishna is none different. Same, Arche Vishnu Silabhir Gurusu Naramati Vaishnave Jati Buddhi Sanaraki Saha Arche Vishnu Silabhir. Those who consider the deity of the Lord to be merely a sila, stone, pashan, patthar, pittal, Arche Vishnu Silabhir. The deity is not pashan, patthar, pittal. Arche Vishnu Silabhir. Gurusu Naramati. And that the Guru is ordinary human being. So that is a hellish mentality. And Vaishnava Jati Buddhi. That Vaishnava is Brahman, he is Sudra, he is doctor, he is this, he is that. Vaishnava has no Jati. Vaishnava Jati is the topmost. Only one Jati. And they have no jati other than Vaishnava jati. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Chaitanya Charitamrit, he says 2.6.167, very good sloka. You should memorize this. He says, Sri Vigraha Jena Mane Seito Pasand. Sri Vigraha, those who don't understand the transcendental nature of Sri Vigraha, that it is Krishna himself. Sri Vigraha Jena Mane Seito Prasand Aspruśya Adrashya Sei Hai Yamadanda Aspruśya. Those who don't believe in transcendental deity form of the Lord as Lord himself, no other, no difference between Lord Krishna and his deity. Those who doesn't believe this, Saito Pasand, he is Pakhandi, he is pretender, he is cheater, and he is Aspruśya, he is untouchable. That person who thinks that deity is Pashan, Pathar, Pittal, he is untouchable. One should not touch him, otherwise you should purify yourself. Take bath, have a Ganga jal spray on you. Aspruśya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Aspruśya. And Adrashya, if you take his darshan, if you have happened to see him, then you become contaminated. You should take bath. They're like untouchable people, Vangi, in India in old age. When you happen to touch them by accident or anything, then you have to take a bath. Same thing, Aspruśya, Adrashya, or say, Hai Yama Dand, and that person, Yamaraj, will do so much pitai, so much danda, so much punishment in nark, that he will never come out. So it is not a pasan patthar pital. It is directly Supreme Personality. He is Krishna himself. Our Gopinath, he is a Gopinath. He is not some pasan patthar pital. So now we establish what deity is, how one should behave in front of the deity. So this is deity. Deity is Ishvara Sri Vigraha Sachidanandakar Se Vigrahe Kaha Sattva Gunair Vikar Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we have to understand that deity is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then there are 32 or more different offenses against the deity we should try to avoid, that one should not sit in front of the deity with spread legs. One should not sleep in front of the deity. One should not cry in front of the deity. Of course, when you are in bhav, it's a different cry. You're crying in love and devotion. But if you cry for some sense gratification, please give me son, give me husband, give me wife, give me this, and you cry, that kind of cry is not. But out of bhav and love and affection, you cry, that is encourageable. It is. So one should not sit like this lady is. So you should not sit like this in front of the deity. It's okay, you are innocent. It's not a problem. But I'm just saying, these are the offenses. And then one should not be very angry to anybody in front of the deity. One should not lie in front of the deity, Sakshi Gopal story. One should not lie in front. So many rules are like that. You can read in Nectar of Devotion those rules. I think it's page 64, if I'm not wrong. So there are three aparats that you have to always be very careful of. Nama aparat, 10, deity aparat, and then there are Vaishnava aparat. So one should avoid these three offenses. Vaishnava aparat, Nama aparat, and deity aparat. So I should go a little further. How you should offer obeisances. Behave, how one should behave in front of the deity. So you should offer obeisances. Vame pranamet Vishnu. Dakshine Gauri Shankaro. Sva agre gurum prapadyet. Anyatha nispalo bhavet. So our left side, you should offer obeisances like that to Vishnu deity. Krishna, Ram, Narayan, Vishnu. You should offer obeisances like this. And Dakshine Gauri Shankaro. And Gauri Shankar is there, then you should offer obeisances like this. Your hand should be right, hand should be towards them. Dakshine Gauri Shankaro. And Guru Swagre. He's in front of him. In other words, Prabhupada is sitting there, so we should offer obeisances in front of him like that. So these are the different sista one should observe in front of deity. But you can read in the Nectar of Devotion. I'll go to the next one. Deity worship at home. So, deity worship at home. So, in the temple, Krishna is controlling power. And at the home, Krishna is being controlled by the householder. It's the opposite. Krishna will follow the schedule of householder. In the temple, pujari has to follow the schedule of the deity in the temple. But at home, Krishna has to follow the schedule of grahastha, householder. So then you fix deity worship at home. So then you have to fix your minimum deity worship standard. That my suggestion would be that this is what Prabhupada would expect grahasthas to worship at home. That minimum is that you make Lord at the night sleep, and in the morning you wake up, you change water, and then if you have time, then you can go a little elaborate after that. If you don't have time, minimum this much you should do. If you have time, then you can bathe them and then change their clothing, sringar, and then you can offer them cooked breakfast. If you don't have time, then dry fruit or whole fruit, apple, banana, whole. Why? Because in this country there is no cows and there is no dogs and there is no kamwali whom you can give it to. So you have to absorb that prasadam rather than throwing away. So you have to use this different ways. So this is very good seva in the morning. Then you chant your 16 rounds. That is the first day. Actually, deity worship at home means you have to chant 16 rounds a day, early morning as much as possible, before breakfast. In India, people, they take vow, before breakfast, 16 rounds must be finished, before breakfast. So, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is part of the deity worship at home. It is the first duty of Grihastha to chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. You can worship Lord in this day and age in Kali Yuga by chanting the 16 rounds. What is that sloka? You know? Krishna Varnam Tusham Krishna Sangopangastha Parsadam Yagnai Sankirtan Prayar Yaja Yajana Yajati Worship Yajanta Sumedha Shaha. Those Sumedha who are in most intelligent person, they will worship the Lord in the age of Kali Yuga mainly through chanting the holy name. So you have to worship the Lord by chanting 16 rounds. You chant to the deity. That is the best. If you can chant 16 rounds to the deity, that is the best mala. So then you go to work, breakfast, go to work, come back. Then again, evening time you do aarti for 5 minutes and another 10-15 minutes. All family members at particular time assemble and then you do aarti and then you read. You do kirtan, 5-10 minutes, Hare Krishna Mantra, Prabhupada Pranati, Panchatattva Mantra, Hare Krishna Mantra. And then you read some scripture, that is Gita, Bhagavat. You read 10 minutes. So evening program total, it can be according to your time, 20 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, maybe 45 minutes, whatever you, according to your schedule, you can do. But Prabhupada would expect that in the evening, whole family comes together and spend 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes together with the deity. So this is the deity worship at home. If you cannot do, if you want to do elaborate, when I was in Bramley, we were doing 6 times a day offering, 6 times aarti, and everything we were, of course we were beginner, and we were doing a whole thing, that temple schedule we were following. But not necessary. Whatever way you can adjust yourself. In other words, deity worship ye bhav rup hai. Bhar rup nahi. Whatever emotions and whatever love and devotion you have, with that you worship the deity, whatever time permits you. It is bhav rup, not bhar rup. And whatever standard you raise, you will make Krishna accustomed to that. Unme aadat daloge aap, Krishna me, Radharani Krishna me, aadat daloge. Baad me wo demand karenge. He will demand from you. Today you didn't offer me laddu. And before you offer me laddu, Narsingha Dev, he was right in front. He just grabbed and I am left. He will talk to you like that. Krishna will talk to you like that. So you have to be very careful with the deity. You have to talk to the deity. He will not accept your mukuta, or he will not accept your garments, or he will throw away, you know, many things and behave notorious like with you. Deity worship is raganuk bhakti. Prabhupada says, if you worship deity at home, that deity will make you raganuk bhakta, will talk to you, will have love and affection with you, and so many interactions, spontaneous interactions with the deity. Very important, deity worship. It will bring out all that love that you have for him. It will bring out. So this is deity worship at home. More about bhakti. So, another big subject, bhakti. So bhakti, bhakti, bhaja dhatu. Bhakta, bhakti, bhagavan, bhaja dhatu. It's coming from. So, bhakti word means nirukti. Nirukti says Sanskrit dictionary. Bhakti means love, prem. So, bhakti, prem, you want to develop for Krishna, then if you want to develop love for anybody, then Prabhupada says, what you will have to do? You will have to serve that body, whatever body it is. It is wife body, or a husband body, or a dog body, or a god body. Whomever you serve, you develop love for that person. You serve dog, dog will love you. You serve child, child will love you. So you serve Krishna, naturally, Krishna will love you. So that is bhakti. This is bhakti. So that's why Narada Muni is defining bhakti in a very simple way. He says, sarva upadhi vinirmuktam tat paratvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti ruchyate. That by giving up all the designation, that I am MBA, PhD, handsome, Indian, dhanik, wealthy, healthy, wise person, all this designation, you throw it away. No designation. Sarva upadhi vinirmuktam. And after that you will become tat paratvena nirmalam. Nirmal. You will become pure. And under this frame of consciousness, by your senses, you serve the senses of Krishna. It is called bhakti. Sarva upadhi vinirmuktam tat paratvena nirmalam. Rishikena. Rishikena means our senses. Rishikena. Rishikesha, master of the senses, Krishna, Rishikesh. Rishikena, Rishikesha, Sevanam, Seva, Bhakti Ruchyate, serving. So this is bhakti. And what is pure bhakti? Pure bhakti, Rupa Goswami is defining, that Anya, Anya Vilasita Sunyam, Jnana Karmad Anavrutam. Anukulen Krishna Anusilanam Bhaktir Uttama. This is pure bhakti. That Anya Abhilasa Sunya. No other Abhilasa. Ek Abhilasa. How I can give you happiness? How I can bring you happiness? How you can be happy by my action, by me? That's all is a concern. Anya Abhilasa Sunya. Gyan karma anavrutam. No gyan, no karma. Gyan karma anavrutam. Avrut, tinged with or surrounded by or coated by. Avrut. So anya vilasita sunyam. Gyan karma anavrutam. Avrut, anavrut. No gyan karma. Gyan karma anavrutam. Anukulen. And then you have to favorably serve Krishna. Whatever Krishna wants, that's how you serve him. Anukulena Krishna Anusilan. Krishna Anusilan, in favorably you serve Krishna. Whatever way Krishna wants you to serve him, you serve that way. Anukul, like gopis, they are Anukul. And Kansa, he serves Krishna by meditating constantly, but Pratikul, being enemy. So that is not bhakti. Gopis are bhakti because it's Anukul. Anukulena Krishna Anusilan. Bhakti Ruttama. That is the topmost bhakti. And then how bhakti can be enhanced, how you can make progress in bhakti? Rupa Goswami says, Utsaha nishaya dairya tatatada karma pravarta sangati agat sato urute sarvira bhakti prasiduti. And how you can destroy bhakti? That is also stated by Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Instruction. That atyahara prayasasya prajalpo niyamagra janasangasya lolyamcha sarvira bhakti vinasyati. That is how it is. What are the characteristics of pure bhakti? That is stated in first page of Nectar of Devotion. That kleshagni, subada, sadranandi, visheshatma, moksha laguta krutam, krishna akarsinicha. So these are the six characteristics of pure devotional service. That it puts an end to your distresses. You become ever blissful. That's the first thing pure devotion does to you. And so on and so forth. Without doing Sat Goswami Astak, your bhakti cannot enhance. Believe me, you cannot advance in bhakti without doing Sat Goswami Astak. Out of question. And the easiest way to do that is to recite every day. You just understand and recite every day. It is not a big deal. I recite every day while going from my ashram to temple. Whenever I'm in Vrindavan, I recite this. Gopi Git and Sat Goswami Astak and Sista Astak. By that time, I'm at the temple. This is called Swadhyay. That you have to do every day. You have to repeat what prarthana or prayers or Swadhyay. Repeat every day. So if you repeat this Sat Goswami Astak, you will memorize. Any question, comment? What is the significance of chanting Goswami Astak? That you will develop intense love for Krishna. Intense love. How they have loved Krishna. So if you recite, then how they develop their love for Krishna. What did they do so that they became topmost lover of Krishna, manjaris? So you will also develop that love for Krishna. If you buy a book outside and it is called Vaishnava Song Book, it's a very good book. It will bring you all auspiciousness in your home if you keep that book. So it's a very small little book, and in beginning, that Sat Goswami Astak is described in what is that it is described there.
Lord Buddha is the incarnation of Lord Krishna.
Yes.
But the philosophy of Buddhism is entirely different from the Vedic one.
180 degree different. How is that? Because at that time, when Lord Buddha appeared, all populace, general populace on the earth planet was totally degraded, very degraded. They were offering flesh into the yajna and slaughterhouses and animal killing and very degraded. So Krishna came to rescue them in the form of Buddha, that he said, no yajna, no killing animal. And he criticized Vedas because they were following Vedas in wrong way for their sense gratification. To go to heavenly planets, they are following Vedas for their sense gratification. So Lord Buddha, Krishna came as Lord Buddha and he decried the authority of Vedas. According to time, place and circumstances, Krishna had to act in certain way. So that's why it is. According to general populace, that time he had to do this. That's why he is opposite to Vedic way of life. Any another question?
So I attended some other preaching in Toronto and here as well, and I got a message that if you chant Hare Krishna mantra, by chanting that mantra alone, you can achieve the ultimate truth and unification, Lord Krishna.
That is true.
So why do I have to do that Astaswami?
Astak. Very good question. You see, if you do this Sadgoswamis, they are the six personalities who were purest form of devotees, and they establish this Hare Krishna movement. They are the founding acharyas, founders. They are the founder of this Hare Krishna movement. And that Sadgoswami Astak is describing how, what did they do? What do they do in that day-to-day life? And how did they founded this movement? How did they behave? How did they love Krishna and Radharani? It is described in that Astak. So when you recite that Astak, then that will help you develop love for Krishna. Same as chanting Hare Krishna. They are the founder. That's why we would like to glorify them and remember them. When you read that, you will understand. These Sadgoswamis, who they are right now, you may not know. But Hare Krishna mantra you know. So it is equally good. Both of them are equally good. So you chant Hare Krishna mantra and you will become pure lover of Krishna, no doubt. But these Sadgoswamis, you don't know them at this moment.
I know only one or two things. There are billions of things I do not know. I know only one or two.
And that is good enough. If you know Hare Krishna mantra, then you know everything. Everything. So that's good enough.
I think the more important point will be that if I know myself,
yes,
that will be the first step.
Yes, first step.
That will be the ultimate goal.
Yes, that is the first, not ultimate. That is the first step. To know yourself is first step. And topmost step is to know Krishna and to love Him. That is topmost step. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.